Simon Barton, living just north of Wellington at Badangra, running a sheep and cattle farm with a few horses, and also hosting a few wind turbines. Living in this region, I'm born and bred here, so I really don't know anything different, but certainly love where I live, really enjoy the landscape, enjoy the people, enjoy the lifestyle and the farming at the moment. Everything seems to be, going along harmoniously. We all go through our challenges, and we've been through a few of those in the last few years with droughts and mice and pandemics and all sorts of things. And who knows what's going to be the next thing to be thrown at us. But, I guess it's a cycle. We don't know what's around the corner. It's very hard to plan for. If someone said, we're going to have another 3 or 4 year drought, we'd go, we could plan for that, but we actually don't know how long it's going to be when it starts. And, we try to do our best and look after the landscape and look after our animals. There's been droughts for hundreds of years. There'll be droughts in the future, same as floods, same as good seasons. You've just got to roll with what you're given. Oh, look, I'm optimistic at the moment. Stock prices are good. People need to eat. We're generating renewable energy, so that's also a plus for the environment as far as I'm concerned. It also helps our business, so we actually don't have to run our agricultural business quite as hard as we might have in the past to make ends meet, so we can look after the country a little bit more that way. So, that's a win-win situation for us, our business, and the environment. With these wind turbines, you just go, some people like them, some people don't. Some people, we know we've got to move forward rather than backwards for our energy generation and for our environment. But who knows what's around, 2 years' time, 10 years, 20, 50 years' time. There's things like, the hydrogen starting to come on board. Nuclear is still there, and to me, that's probably the most efficient way of generating electricity, but just doesn't seem to be popular with a lot of people. But to me, it's the one thing that probably has the less imprint on the environment than anything to generate our electricity. And let's face it, everyone wants their lights on and their TV going. So, it's something that we can't do without, and I can't see that we'll ever be able to do without. As humans, if we're on the earth, we have an impact. But same as animals, animals have an impact. We've all just got to learn to live with each other and with the environment. So the less impact we can have on our detrimental impact we can have on the environment, the better. The biggest thing that the community needs to know what's happening, how it's happening. Getting the community to understand, the basics of it. The other thing that the wind company does is, they actually pour quite a few funds into the community as in a benefit fund. So each year, various organisations can apply for grants. I hope that we're not completely becoming an industrial landscape. That we still, people still need to eat, and wear clothes, and so we're producing fibre and meat, and people will still need to have that. So I would hate to see our landscape become a industrial landscape where it's just all solar farms or wind farms to generate power for, say New South Wales being Newcastle, Sydney, Wollongong. I think we've just got to tread a little bit careful and not go too heavy-handed with degenerating our agricultural land to the point that we go, we're running out of resource that we used to have.